Assurance of Our Faith by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is 1 Timothy 3:13. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Jesus Christ. 3 100%, my daughter slammed her folder on the counter triumphantly. That's 3 prizes. Although the reward system set in place seems to help encourage their best work in school, it sure has shoved us into the conversation of entitlement right alongside it. We're all programmed to seek what we feel we deserve for our efforts. This is counterproductive to Christianity, and today's verse provides a great platform to discuss it. Though it might appear like Paul is giving works the claim to victory, excellent standing and great assurance goes far beyond what we do on this earth. Humanity will fail us through our individual struggles. Even Paul struggled with doing what he hated. Assurance comes from our heart's ambition on God's behalf. It's that fire that burns in us to follow him, to go wherever he needs us to go. Dictionary.com says assurance is a positive declaration intended to give confidence. In Christ, we are assured victory. We know we will end our lives in his arms in heaven. But on our way home, we unlock glory on this earth when we're executing his will for our lives. Our positive declaration of faith is in the cross. The word confidence is used in the New American Standard Bible in place of assurance. And the original Greek translation of that word directs us to be clear in what we believe and who we follow. Not just clear, but unabashedly confident. Not in an arrogant way, but in solid, unswerving faith. Our assurance is having so much confidence that we can freely say, straightforwardly, that Jesus is our Savior, and that he is the reason we are saved by grace and can be in the presence of God. He's the reason, by his death on the cross, that the very Spirit of God resides in our hearts to help us through this life. And not just to help us skate by, to help us soar on the wings of God's will for our lives. Let's pray. Father, praise you for the way you weigh the works of our lives. Thank you for the will that powers our lives' direction. We confess taking hold and becoming shaky in times of crisis and quiet. But God, you are good to us through it all and there for us always. Bless us to be more like Jesus each day we walk this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.